With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. is working to evacuate Americans stuck in Haiti by helicopter as Haiti sees rising gang violence. The State Department said there's almost 1,000 Americans in Haiti. Helicopters expected to make multiple trips from Port-au-Prince to the Dominican Republic, where a wall has been constructed to keep Haitians out of that country. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he had a lengthy conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday and reiterated strong support for Israel and strong disagreement over Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's criticism of the prime minister last week. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says he'll hold up passage of the minibus spending package that needs to be passed by Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Bob Agnew reports.
The reasoning behind the threat is not surprising, coming from perhaps the Senate's most outspoken budget hawk. Paul says, quote, "I will hold it up primarily because we're bankrupt and it's a terrible idea to keep spending money at this rate." Paul says he'll be pushing for a number of amendments and complains the bills as written will lead to a $1.5 trillion deficit for the year. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republican attorneys general in some two dozen states say a Biden administration plan to promote diversity for some jobs amounts to race-based discrimination. Donna Warder has more.
The U.S. Department of Labor says its rewrite of rules for the national apprenticeship system would modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs. But Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimetti says in a statement on behalf of 24 states, "We should not let race-obsessed ideology interfere with an important and successful apprenticeship program." Monday was the deadline to submit comments opposing the proposal.
This is SRN News. Christians around the world are preparing for Holy Week.
It all starts this weekend with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and continues on with Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and finally Easter Sunday, March 31st. It's a festive time in a dangerous world. The Israel-Hamas war will depress the number of pilgrims who visit the Holy Land next week, and Russia's invasion is making it harder to celebrate in Ukraine. Still, churches will be filled in this country and around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been 10 years since the shocking kidnapping of hundreds of Christian schoolgirls by Islamic terrorists in Nigeria sparked outrage around the world. The problems in that African country have not been resolved. Earlier this month, Muslim radicals kidnapped more than 600 people in several locations. Christians were the target and have been for nearly 20 years in Nigeria. This is SRN News. Residents in the Philadelphia area are about to see a rare sight.
A battleship floating down the Delaware River. The USS New Jersey is scheduled to move Thursday from its dock in Camden, New Jersey, when it will head to the Philadelphia Navy Yard for extensive maintenance work. The retired battleship will initially head to the Paulsboro Marine Terminal. The maintenance work expected to take about 2 months. The ship's website says it's the most decorated battleship in Navy history. It's been a floating museum since 2011. John Scott reporting.
More viewers are turning on streaming services for entertainment, news, and sports. According to a new report, February's streamer viewership was at its highest in 6 months. It found that over a third of all TV viewership is on streaming platforms, compared to just 27% on cable and 23% broadcast. Wall Street closed with stocks higher Wednesday, as all three major averages secured record closes. More details at SRNNews.com.